Vic Spiderbeck was a golden boy of the jazz age, a handsome and gifted cornet player whose hot solos lit up popular music in the 1920s. Spiderbeck was born 100 years ago today. From New York, Tom Vitale has this tribute to the young man with the horn.
Vic Spiderbeck died alone on August 6, 1931, in a tiny apartment in Sunnyside, Queens. He was only 28 years old. Phil Schaap is a curator of jazz at Lincoln Center, where gala concerts mark the recent centennials of Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong.
Vic's centennial is one of the least celebrated major anniversaries in jazz. It's almost a non-event, given the stature of him and that his myth was so big. People went wild 50 years ago. Magazine articles, the Young Man with a Horn movie was only a few years from its release with Kirk Douglas playing the surrogate Spiderbeck. And it's not that way now.
We're going to play a tune that Bix and his gang recorded. Something called Since My Best Gal Turned Me Down.
Every Monday and Thursday at a Chelsea restaurant called Cajun, Vince Giordano leads his 11-piece band, the Nighthawks, in a note-for-note recreation of the music of Vic Spiderbeck and his contemporaries.
This music is not just old museum music, or it's dead, or it should be just locked up on 78 RPM grooves. But like Mozart and Brahms and Beethoven, this is classic music, and this is music that just changed the world.
Vic Spiderbeck changed the world by helping to take jazz from New Orleans to an international audience. Spiderbeck popularized jazz by playing his hot solos in white dance bands led by Frankie Trumbauer, Gene Goldkett, and the Elvis Presley of the Roaring Twenties, Paul Whiteman. Historian Phil Schaap.
Spiderbeck represents that embracing of a music that was initially African-American in origin and expands its domain. It is the miracle that allows jazz to be heard at all.
Leon Spiderbeck was a child of privilege, born on March 10, 1903, to a family of merchants in Davenport, Iowa. By the age of three, he was playing the piano. He was a prodigy whose parents never encouraged him. When Spiderbeck was 14, he heard a record by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. He took up the cornet, eventually got kicked out of school, and began his professional career. Richard Sudhalter, co-author of the biography Bix, Man and Legend, says Spiderbeck's parents were not pleased.
He could have gone to school to be a doctor. He could have been a lawyer. He could have been any number of things which were considered okay by middle-class people at that time. Instead, he became a member of what at least his father, and I suspect other people in his family, regarded as part of a demi-monde, you know, characters on the fringes of society, drunkards and degenerates of one sort or another.
Within that world, Vic Spiderbeck brought a new sophistication to American music, an emotional complexity that showed that jazz could be, in Sudhalter's words, a thinking man's music. Vic Spiderbeck played on 250 records between 1924 and 1930, but he only wrote four compositions, works for solo piano, that merged American jazz with European classical music.
There are many accounts of his listening to impressionist music. He favored Ravel and Debussy and the rest of the standard people, Erik Satie, all of which explored an emotional as well as harmonic and melodic vocabulary that was really quite challenging and quite complex.
Despite his talent as a composer, Beiderbecke had trouble reading music, and he felt inferior to the professional arrangers, composers, and musicians with whom he played. He drank heavily. By 1930, when he made his last recordings, his health was faltering. But even then, says Richard Sudhalter, his solos stood out.
I can take any record, any Bix record out at random, play the record, listen to the solo, and at some level of my consciousness get the same feeling of great warmth and sweetness that drew me in on a day in 1950 when I first heard a Bix record and swore to myself that I would play the cornet and I would make this kind of sound. And, you know, I've played the instrument for more than half a century, and still the sound of him is enough to bring a smile and a tear.
Bix Beiderbecke was a key player in the 1920s transition of jazz from an ensemble music to a soloist's art. Richard Sudhalter says the tantalizing question raised by Beiderbecke's brief life is what he might have accomplished had he lived. For NPR News, I'm Tom Vitale in New York.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Paul Beckwith.